Sexual health problems affect approximately 40% of women at some point in their lives, yet they're often kept a secret.
You feel like you're alone in this, and you're telling your husband that it's not him.
Most women are embarrassed to bring it up, and many doctors would prefer that they didn't.
They've been blown off, they've been patronized, they've been given suggestions such as have a glass of wine.
Decreased sexual desire and other sexual health issues are as complex as women themselves.
I remember walking into the office in tears, and I just said, help me.
I wanted an answer, and there were no answers.
I felt my sexual desire slowly melt away.
For decades, women have been told that it's all in their heads, and scientists are discovering that, in a way, it's true.
Women are complicated. Sex is complicated.
The question is, if you lose sexual desire, can you get it back?
I felt vital again. I felt energetic again. I had that drive.
Jeanette is a 37-year-old stay-at-home mom.
And you're going to get to ride your bikes?
Yes, and you're going to change the clothes too.
So how's your day today?
Even though she doesn't get a paycheck, to Jeanette, her job is her family. And that's the way she wants it to be.
What did you do in PE today?
I had to jump over these two hockey sticks on the cones.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped over them both at a time.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
My helmet.
Yeah, we need to get your helmet. I like being here for my kids, being able to raise them with my husband.
Hey, there's Daddy.
Yeah. My husband and I met just after he graduated from college and I was almost graduated. He was smart and funny and witty and good looking and yeah. We've been married for 11 years. I have a little boy named Gabe who is 8 years old and a little girl named Isabel who is 6 years old.
She has to keep up with her brother.
They're fantastic kids. Seriously fantastic kids.
Oh, wow! That was awesome!
That was cool.
Nice, Gabe.
And after my second child was born, that's when things started to change a little bit. The libido went down. As women, we wear different hats. And, you know, we're the mom hat, we have the volunteer hat, we have the cook, we're the wife. That whole little hat that says, you know, like, sexy kitten or something. That whole sex hat, it's lost. I don't know really where to find that again.
Like most busy mothers, Jeanette wrote off her lack of sexual desire, assuming that a less fulfilling sex life is a given when you have kids. But when she realized that she wasn't feeling any desire at all, Jeanette knew that something was wrong.
It was the point when I stopped masturbating or would try and then, you know, halfway through be like, I think I'd rather just go to sleep.
When people are not pleasuring themselves in many different ways, that's a sign of a problem.
Jeanette looked for help. Over the past 6 years, she has talked to not only her family doctor, but visited three different OBGYNs to find out what was wrong. She says none of them offered any help or any hope.
It is alienating, and you feel like you're alone in this situation, and your marriage is suffering because of it.
Jeanette then found Dr. Barbara Levy and made an appointment. She wondered if she might finally be taken seriously and still felt embarrassed and reluctant to talk about her sex drive. Not an uncommon feeling among women. Knowing this, Dr. Levy uses a questionnaire to ask her patients about their concerns. Jeanette checked the box next to sex.
I've learned that if somebody makes even a comment, that means it's a real problem and I need to sit down and we need to talk about it. Because if she's had enough guts to check that off, then if I don't address it, she's gonna leave and be frustrated again.
Well, nobody wants to admit that their sexual desire has gone out the window. It's a little bit embarrassing.
I must hear this 3-4 times a day.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a pretty open person, and, you know, my girlfriends and I talk about, you know, sex and waxing and childbirth and all that other stuff, but we don't really talk about not having sex.
And is this becoming an issue between you in the relationship?
Yeah. Okay. And no matter how many times I tell him, it has nothing to do with you, that doesn't
reassure
him.
Their egos don't do well with that.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel like less of a woman?
Well, yeah, of course it does. I'm not enjoying myself as much as I should. My husband's not enjoying himself as much as he should, and that's partially my fault.
There can be guilt associated with low desire, especially if it's been going on a while and it's affecting the relationship.
That affects your closeness, affects your relationship, and not in a positive way. Because as far as he's concerned, I don't desire him anymore, and that's not the case. He's a great-looking guy and very fit and great dad. I mean, there are no reasons why this should be happening. It's not his fault. And I've told him that, but that doesn't help the situation. My husband and I used to totally laugh at everybody. You know, oh, that's never gonna happen to us. We are totally gonna be having sex until we're 80 years old, 85 years old. It's not an issue, and here we are. I don't think we talk about it as much as we used to. I mean, that's not fair for either of us to live the rest of our lives like this.
Jeanette's not alone in her frustration, her decreased desire, or her reluctance to want to talk about it. Our society perpetuates a myth that sexual desire should remain strong in a loving couple.
It's okay.
So when women don't want sex, often they think that they're the only ones feeling that way.
We're also in a culture that is hugely stressed. Most women and couples are struggling with full-time work, raising kids, and they're supposed to be able to sort of spontaneously fit in this nice, relaxed period of time to be sexual.
Clearly, studies suggest that the longer that a person is in a relationship with the same person, that desire may wane over time. But that isn't to say that all long-term relationships are doomed to be no-desire relationships. Like any other thing in a relationship, there's ebbs and flows to the way that desire goes.
By definition, passion has to fade. And lots of other things take over. Best friends, you know, trust, emotional intimacy. And you have to work at putting passion back into a long-term relationship.
Despite all the jokes about the demise of sex after marriage, not many women want to talk about their decreased desire or the toll it's taking on their relationships. But at some point in their lives, most women will experience a lack of sexual desire. In fact, medical researchers say that more than 40% of women between the ages of 18 and 59 experience some form of sexual problem. And all types of women are affected. Those who are married and those who aren't. Those who have children and those who don't. Decreased sexual desire can affect women of every ethnicity and religion and every culture. It can affect newlyweds and couples who have been married for decades.
No one is 100% sexual 100% of the time. There are definitely peaks and valleys in sexual energy over a lifetime.
And as our lives change, our thoughts about sex and our sexual desire may change too.
All of us are born with a certain level of desire. Normalize what's healthy and what's
Cheryl Kingsburg abnormal. Is the chief of behavioral medicine at University Hospital's Case Medical Center and a professor of reproductive biology at Case Western University School of Medicine.
We've got the 65 and older saying, you know what? I'm 65. It's not that likely that I'm going to have the same sexual desire that I had when I was 25 or even 45. With age, and this is true for both men and women, our desire changes. It usually declines, but it's a relative decline. Let's not confuse frequency with interest and importance. What we know from a lot of epidemiologic research is that women find sex to be important to their quality of lives throughout their 60s, their 70s, and even into their 80s. She says, I could care less, but my husband is going to leave me if I don't do something about treating my desire. So now you've got
the quality of a relationship is only one of the things that can lead to decreased sexual desire. There are many other potential causes, including stress, biology, hormones, medical conditions, and medications. Cultural values and the social cues that women receive about sex can also play a part, as well as the myths that have been perpetuated over the course of history.
There are all kinds of myths about female sexuality. I think the most common one is that all women need emotion. They need to be in love. They need a partner who cares about them. That women don't have raw sexual need like men do. So some women want sex without any kind of connection. They want a one-night stand. They want a relationship that has boundaries.
Women have sex for a myriad of reasons: romance and connectedness with a partner. Others that are that desire to procreate and to have a baby. Other times it's just to see what it would be like with a different person or a new person, or maybe even to get rid of a headache.
And of course, that's another myth about women, that they're always going to have the less sexual drive than their partner. And so that sets up both people. He for feeling bad that she wants more than him, and her saying, what's wrong with me and what's wrong with him?
For many women, and men too, much of the problem may be due to the way that sex and sexual health were taught to them as children.
Women need to be educated about the importance of sexual health.
Phyllis Greenberger is the president and CEO of the Society for Women's Health Research.
Historically, the definition of women's health really revolved around reproductive issues, and there really was no attention paid to all the other conditions that affect women differently, disproportionately, or exclusively, and we felt it was time to focus on them.